From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. Juneau has made a top 10 list for, quote, micropolitan arts vibrant communities, that is, communities with a population of under 100,000. The National Center for Arts Research at Southern Methodist University in Dallas put the list together. Juneau's number 8 ranking is based on a dozen per capita measures, including the number of independent artists, the number of people employed by arts and culture institutions, the number of nonprofit organizations in the area, and state and federal funding of the arts. The number 1 most vibrant arts community was Breckenridge, Colorado. President Trump signed an executive order this morning rolling back restrictions on oil leases in the Arctic imposed by the Obama administration. The entire Alaska delegation was at the White House for the signing. Trump gave Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski the pen as a keepsake. Meanwhile, immigrants and their allies are preparing for May 1st rallies nationwide and say there's renewed momentum to fight back against President Trump's policies and more collaboration among different advocacy groups. Activists in major cities, including Chicago and Los Angeles, expect tens of thousands of people to participate in Monday demonstrations, along with demonstrations in smaller cities, including Juneau. Military planes will increase activity over Alaska starting next week as part of Northern Edge, a large-scale military drill scheduled for May. KUAC's Tim Ellis in Fairbanks explains.
The tempo of operations around Eielson Air Force Base, Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, and the state's training ranges will pick up Monday and last through May 12th. But Alaskan Command spokeswoman Captain Anastasia Schmidt says some 6,000 personnel and about 180 aircraft from all the armed services will participate in this year's exercise.
When we have these opportunities to do multiple services, we're able to practice that interoperability and make sure that, you know, when we do have to go into a real-world operation, we're able to talk to each other. All of our equipment works well together. Simple things like that.
The airspace over the Gulf of Alaska also will be busier during Northern Edge as Navy and Marine aircraft conduct training in conjunction with vessels that'll be operating in the Gulf.
There's going to be two naval destroyers and one replenishment ship.
Personnel and equipment from the Coast Guard and Reserve and National Guard units also will participate. Northern Edge is one of a series of exercises conducted by the U.S. Pacific Command. Residents who want to report excessive aircraft noise can call the Alaskan Command's toll-free complaint line. That's 1-800-JET-NOISE. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Checking the weather, widespread rain showers, highs in the mid-40s today, with scattered rain, lows in the mid-30s, and light winds overnight. For the weekend, Saturday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s, overnight partly cloudy with lows in the mid-30s, and a chance of rain Sunday with highs around 50, northwest winds to 15 miles per hour. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.